פרק תסבור פוסק תסבור. ויובי, יש קודשי אובי וקודשי בית השם, כסף וזוהב וחילים. So he brought all the
silver,
all the silver, all the gold, right? And he gathered that, and he got rid of all the avodah zara. Muhammad bin also bin Baasha Melech Yisrael Kol Yemeim. Baasha was the heir of Yeravam, and also was the heir of Rechavam. Aviam. Yeah? So now there was a war between Asa and Baasha. Asa was king only over Jerusalem. Baasha was king over the rest of Israel. The rest of the tribes. And there was a war going on during all their time. Now, the commentators are very bothered over here, because we saw in the beginning already that they wanted to have a war in the beginning, right? But then the Navi told them, no, don't have a war. Right, it's better that you, because this is for Hashem. Right, this is between Rechavam and Yeravam. Right, Hashem, the Navi told them, do not fight each other. I want you guys to get along because this is from Hashem. So now the Mefarshim over here also are troubled with this war, because it seems to be a bit of a contradiction between what it says over here, which year this war took place, and what it says in Divrei Yomim. Divrei Yomim, apparently, it says something else. So the Ralbag goes on to great lengths to try to reconcile the two. We're not going to get into it too much, because it's more about, you know, technicalities, what year took place, what exactly happened. But in any case, the Ralbag goes into great lengths to explain what exactly happened. So let's see what happens. Vayal Baasha Melech Yisrael al Yehuda, vayiven asharama lebilti teis yoitz of avala asa Melech Yehuda. Baasha now tries to show a stance of force, a show of force, to show Asa who's really boss. So he's going to now set up a roadblock to make sure no one can go in and out of Jerusalem, and no one can access Asa, the king of Yehuda. So what does Asa do in the time of need? He takes all the treasures he's got left, and he gives it to his men. וישלח המלך עשה אל בן הדוד בן תברימוין בן חזיון מלך הערב היושב בדמשק לאמור. So he tries to buy off an ally, tries to buy off Ben Hadad, Ben Tavrimoin, who was the king of Aram, and he sends him all this money, all the money he's got left, and what does he tell him? Bris bein ubein cho min ovi ubein avicho, hine shalachti lcha shechat kesef vizov, lech haferes brischo, it's Baasha Melech Yisrael v'yalem ha'olai. He's turning to Ben Hadad, and he's telling him, I want you to go ahead. He's basically hiring an army, hiring some guns, to get rid of this threat, this show of force that Baasha is holding in Jerusalem. He's trying to have Ben Hadad fight off Baasha to free up Jerusalem and to gain access in and out of Jerusalem. That's what he's trying to do. וישמע בן הדוד אל המלך, עשה, וישלח את סורי החיול עם השלוי, על אורי ישראל, ויחס איון, ואס דון, ואס עובל, בשמחו, ואס כל כינורס, על כל ארץ נפתולי. So now, when בן הדוד is hired by Asa, he gathers his army, and he sets off a war, right, against Baasha. And he fights off all these cities, Eoin, Don, Ovel, and Bismacha. When Baasha hears about this, that Ben Hadad attacked all these cities, then he lays off from holding Jerusalem hostage, and he goes back to his capital, which happened to be Tirzah. Tirzah was the capital of the rest of the Jewish people, the rest of the tribes. Okay, hold on, let me just run to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
With also some, I believe we have much more copies of Kumash.
Hi.
Hi, yeah, how are you?
Я хочу слышать.
Where are the book?
I'm sorry?
Where do we have, where is other book?
More copy. You want more copy?
Another copy for
you. You want?
No, you want.
The Russian version?
No, they're not Russian, English.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's a Chinese, never mind Russian.
No, Russian also is not bad.
Here's a Tanakh right
here. Okay, that one's for you.
Do you need English copy?
I'm all set.
Okay. Mr. Rolding, Malachim Al Practice Vav, Pasuk Chav Beis. So again, what happened here was Basha trying to show his force against Asa. He captured, he didn't exactly capture Jerusalem, but he tried to build this whole monument, this whole roadblock to deny anyone access to Jerusalem, going in or out. Then Asa turns to Ben-Hadad, the king of Aram, hires his army to go ahead and fight off Baasha. Ben-Hadad in turn goes ahead, he fights all these cities, and then when Baasha hears about this, he lays off Jerusalem, and he goes back to his own capital, Tirza. Now, the commentators explain that later on, we're going to see in a few psukim, that later on, Asa got sick. It says that towards the end of his life, he got sick in his legs and he couldn't walk anymore. And the Ralbag explains that the reason that happened was because instead of trusting Hashem, he turned to the king of Aram. Right, he should have trusted Hashem during his time of need. But instead of doing that, he turned to the king of Aram. He hired him to go ahead and fight off Baasha. And because of that, he now got sick at the end of his life. In his legs. He couldn't walk, apparently.
Which country was that? Aram.
Aram.
Syria?
Yeah, Syria. It's a neighboring country. Aram Tzoiva is usually referred to as Syria.
What's that?
Aram Tzoiva is usually referred to as Syria.
Syria, what's the matter? You never heard of the country?
I can't hear what he said.
All right.
Oh, Syria, all right.
Syria, yeah.
Okay.
Still exists.
Still exists, yeah. Yeah, it's a bit of a war going on over there right now, but that's beside the point.
Nobody learns and listens.
Yeah.
He said domestic before, remember?
And they emptied out all the money from the base of Migdash.
Right. Right. Now, why did he get sick in his legs? Why was that? Why did that happen in particular? So the Ralbag explains that it was Mida Keneged Mida, right? Because Asa behaved as if he does not have legs to go to war against Baasha, right? And instead of doing the heavy lifting, he hired someone else with the money from the Beis HaMikdash. That's why, at the end of his life, he got sick in his legs. To show that was the Mida Keneged Mida. That was measure for measure for what he had done.
If you're not using something, you're losing.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Okay. Pasuk Chavetz, we're going to see later on, there are other reasons that are given by the Mefarshim as to why Asa got sick in his legs. So let's continue. Pasuk Chav Beis. V'amelech Asa ishmiya es kol Yehuda ein noki. V'yisu es abne harama ves itzel asher bono v'asha. V'even bom v'amelech Asa es geva binyamin ves ha-mitzvah. So now, King Asa goes ahead, he sends out to everyone in Israel. Every man that's able-bodied is now called upon to pick up the... to gather these rocks that the roadblock that Baasa was trying to build and basically take it down. Now, when it says in the pasuk Ein Naki, who is that referring to? That's referring to even a chassan, right? Even a newly married man. It says that when a newly married man is free from going to war, he's not have to go to war. It says Naki Yila Beis Hashana Achas. He's Naki, he's clean, he can go to his house for the first full year of his marriage. He's allowed, he's exempt, completely exempt from taking part in any national duty, like war, like this kind of thing, this threat that Baasha was trying to carry out against Jerusalem. And a chassan is typically exempt from these kind of duties. But Asa went against the general rule, and he called even the chassanim, even those who were newly married, who typically get a year off, he called them, and that's when it says Enoki, it's referring to these chassanim, to these newly married men.
Does it also mean the, what is it, that someone who planted a vineyard?
Yeah, that too.
You know, yeah.
Right.
People normally exempt from...
Right.
Hostility.
Right, from that, from any national duty, from war or anything, any other threat. Yeah, the Yeser called Divrei Asa v'chol Gerosim v'chol Asher Asa v'he'orim v'sher bona aleihem k'sivim v'sefer Divrei Yomim l'malchi Yehuda rak le'esi ziknasa y'chola es raglov. Right, so the rest of everything Asa did is described in Divrei Yomim. It says here in the Pasuk that towards the end of his life he had sickness in his legs. Now another reason given for him being sick in his legs is because when it says before Einaki, it's not only referring to the chassanim, to the newly married men, but it's also referring to the talmidei chachamim, those who learn Torah. Typically, those men are also exempt from any national duty like going to war and anything like that. But again, Asa went against the general rule and he called them the chassanim, the newly married men, and he called in all those who learn Torah. And because the people who learn Torah are carrying the world, that's why, because he brought them out to take care of this threat against Jerusalem, and he made them stop learning Torah, that's why his legs now, who carry him, stopped functioning properly, and he got sickness in his legs. Again, another reason as measure for measure. Yeah, Vishkava Asim Mavisa, we cover in Mavisa Bir David Avi Vaimlech Shafat Bnoi Tahtov. Asa passed away, he was buried with his fathers near David. And now his son Yehoshaphat takes over. Okay. Let's see what happens next. Vinodov Ben Yerava Melech Malach Al Israel Shnashnaim Laosa Melech Yehuda Vimlech Al Israel Shnasaim. Nadav, the son of Yeravam, was now king, and he was king for 2 years. Yeah. Yeah. Vayasar Rabbeinu Hashem, he did bad in Hashem's eyes. He continued in the way that his father did, who caused the Jewish people to engage in idol worship. So now over here we're taking a bit of a rewind. We're going back a little bit previously. And we're describing how Baasha became king in the beginning. So when Nadav was the son of Yerubbaal, when he became king, he was king for 2 years, and then Baasha decided to take over. Yeah? So Baasha now goes out and he attacks Nadav. um
Yeah, he attacks Nadav, and he, since he had a bigger army, he was able to overcome, to overpower Nadav and the people that were with him. Baasha manages to kill Nadav when Asa was king for 3 years. Right, that's the point when Baasha was able to take over. The Rabag over here goes into how to calculate the years of how much each one was king, right? He says that Yerobam died in the second year of Asa, right? But he didn't complete the year, and therefore that year is considered for Nadav, his son. Yeah, and Nadav was king for 3 years, but he didn't complete the third year. Right, that's why the third year goes to Asa. So in total, Nadav was king for 2 years. Because again, even though he started from the year 20 of Asa, when Asa was king, when Yerovam was king for 20 years, that's when Asa became king. And then in the third year, Nadav died, and Baasha took over. And so, but in total, he was king for 2 years. Even though, if you look at it, the history, it's actually 3 years, because it wasn't three full years. Yeah, whatever, he goes into it, we don't have to go too much into it. But that's just what the Rabag speaks out of here. So what happens? Baasha goes out, he kills Nadav in the third year of Asa being king. Now remember, it's a little easy to get confused with the names over here, right? Because we have two separate kingdoms going on exactly the same time. You have Yerovam, who was king over the rest of the Jewish people. You have Rehavam, who was king only over the tribe of Yehuda in Jerusalem. Yerovam's son was Nadav. He was king for 2 years. Then Baasha took over. Rehavam, after he was king, Aviam was king. And after Aviam was king, that's when Asa was king.
These are all kings of which one?
So for the Malchus of Yehuda, for the tribe of Yehuda, we have Rehavam, Aviam, and then Asa. For the rest of the tribes, or with the rest of Israel, you have Yerovam, then you have Nadav for 2 years, and then you have Baasha.
It seems like they were the bad guys.
Well, truth is, all kings were bad, right? You're right, they're all bad. They all engaged in idol worship.
Right. Yeah, but we started with the thing by the other one. He said he got rid of all that stuff.
Right, so Asa, who was the second king after Rehavam, yeah, over Yehuda, he was the only good king. He was the only good king who got rid of all the idols.
And then when he was gone, that they went back to... No wonder they had all kinds of troubles.
Right.
They had a civil war going on all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was very sad. Remember last week we saw that there was a war between Rehavam and Yerovam, where 500,000 Jews died. Right, that's tragic. Ah,
the civil war.
It's terrible.
Today, same thing.
Yeah.
Basically. Mm-hmm.
Same thing, just different characters.
Nothing. Names change, that's all.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so we have to... I'm saying that's what happens when we don't... If you don't follow the path of Hashem, right? In the path of the Torah. It's very unfortunate.
What do you mean the same thing? In Israel, there's only one government. They're not fighting each other.
Since when?
Huh?
Since when?
What do you mean, since when? I mean, who's the two governments? Who are two kings in Israel today?
No, there's not two kings, but there's a lot of politics going on.
In any country, you have different opinions. That's just how it is now. The Democratic, but also you have the Republican and everything else. But they're all in this. They're all fighting for the same country.
Right.
All right.
Here it seems they're all fighting each other.
Yeah.
That's country true. Don't mean anything.
That's true.
Well, they were different kingdoms.
What happened with Ben Gurion?
What do you want? What happened? What happened to anybody?
They were shooting.
They're gone.
They were shooting each other. Huh? Not that. They were shooting each other.
Who was shooting each other? The Jews are shooting each other?
Absolutely.
When?
You ever read the story about the Altalena?
No.
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 You know everything. This subject is...
They were shooting each other.
It's better to forget.
Stern Gang.
Never mind what happened then. Are they shooting each other now?
There's still zealots out there.
That's something different. They're not killing each other.
Yeah, they're killing each other.
Begin is fighting with Begin.
Okay, so the Radakar points out like this. He says that the war, where Baasha tried to threaten Jerusalem, that was in the 16th year to the kingship of Asa. Right, when Asa was king for 16 years, that's when Baasha threatened him and tried to seize Jerusalem. Now, the Radak explains that during the fourth year of the Malchus of Shlomo, that's when the Gezerah of the Malchus splitting in two, that's when it happened. It took place in the fourth year of the Malchus Shlomo. However, it was supposed to last only for 36 years. No more than 36 years. Yeah? Right? Why? Because for the same 36 years that Shlomo was the son-in-law to Paro, for those same years, that same amount of years, that was the amount of years that the kingship would not be under Malchus Beis David. Right? It will be separated. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, measure for measure. And apparently, Paro being involved in Mitzrayim and Paro was a very negative thing, and spiritually is very harmful to the Malchus of Beis David. And because of that, for 36 years, the Malchus was going to be taken away from them, to be not to be only under them. So, if you do the calculation, right, 36 years after the Malchus split between Rechavam and Yeravam, 36 years later, comes out exactly when Baasha threatened Asa. That was the time when supposedly what was supposed to happen was the Malchus was supposed to go back to Asa, and he would be king over all of Jerusalem, over all of Israel, because the 36 years were up. But because he went to Melech Aram and hired him instead, because he did not trust Hashem, therefore, what was supposed to happen when he was supposed to be king over all of Israel didn't take place, unfortunately. and it remained split. Which is very sad. All because of Asa turning to the king of Aram. Yeah? So it's interesting to see what was supposed to happen, but didn't, unfortunately. Okay, so let's continue. yeah, so again, Pasuk Chofes, Vayim Seyu Baas Vishna Shosh La'asa Melech Yehuda, Vayim Lech Tachtov. So Baas killed Nadav and took over his kingdom. Vayikim Malchoy, while he was king, he got his kol Beis Yeravam, but he should call Neshtam Al Yeravam Adi Shmidoy. Now we see the punishment that Achia Shiloini prophesied against the household of Yeravam, that all of his family was going to be killed, no one was going to be left. That was taking place right now. And now Baasha was the one to carry it out. He killed out the whole family of Yeravam. Al-Chaltais Yeravam, Asher-Chato, Asher-Echtias Yisrael, Bekasa, Asher-Hichis, Asher-Shem, Malaika Yisrael. This is now happening because he went against Hashem, because he made Hashem angry. That's why he's now being punished
that his whole family is being killed. The rest of what Nadav did is now was printed in Divrei Yomim. It's not spoken out over here. Vilchama Hoysa bin Asa bin Basha Melech Yisrael Kol Yimeihem. There continued being war between Asa and Basha for the rest of their days. It never stopped. So now, the Ralbag over speaks out. Why is it that what Basha went ahead and he killed the household of Yerubbaal? Why is that considered to be a sin? All he's doing is carrying out the prophecy of the Navi, of the prophet. Right? How do we know that it's considered to be an Avera? That it's in fact considered to be a sin? Because it says later on about Basha, it says, "V'alkol ha'ra asher asa b'ini Hashem, ach isoy b'masi yodov liyos kebes yerovam." We see clearly that the Navi is considering what Basha did against the household of Yerovam to kill him out as an Avera. Right? Question is, why is that considered to be an Avera? All he did was carrying out what the Navi said. So the Rabbag answers that he was punished because he showed that he didn't do it. Basha didn't kill out the household of Yerovam because he was trying to punish him for engaging in idol worship. Because he himself, Basha himself, did exactly the same thing. He also worshipped Avodah Zarah. He also engaged in idol worship. Right? So therefore, he's now being punished for killing the household of Yerubbaal. Because he didn't kill them out for the right reasons. If he killed them out for the right reasons, namely, worshipping Avodah Zarah, then he would have been exempt.
Why was he just punished for believing in Avodah Zarah? Why does he ever have another reason?
He was punished for that. But he had an additional punishment also for killing the household of Yerubbaal.
Now, what's the two punishments then?
We're going to get there. We'll see. But for now, we just have to explain why he's being punished at all. And we see.
So, while this whole thing was going on, the Jewish nation was still going to the base of Mikdash and do what they were supposed to do during the year.
No, they weren't.
Nothing.
No, they were all involved in Avodah Zarah.
Everybody.
Yeah. It was very sad, except for when Asa was king. That's when Shevet Yehuda was not involved in Avodah Zarah. That was the only time. But besides that, everyone else was. Yeah. Now, the Rabbag explains that because Basha did this, because he killed out Yerubbaal for the wrong reasons, he did it out of the evil of his heart, in order for him, himself, he wanted to be king. That's why he killed Basha. That's why he was punished as well. Not only that, but he killed Basha when? He killed Basha. Sorry. Basha killed Yerubbaal while Yerubbaal was fighting against the Plishtim. He was fighting the Chemes Mitzvah. It was a war. It was a mitzvah. He was fighting the enemies of the Jews. And that's when Basha killed him. Because he killed him with such poor timing while he was fighting the war of Hashem. That's why he was punished as well. Now he speaks out that on the flip side, we find that Yehu was not punished for killing Beis Achav. Right? Beis Achav was worshipping Avodah Zarah. And Yehu went ahead and, with orders from the Navi, killed out the household of Achav. Because he did it for the right reasons. Right, and he didn't do it. He didn't himself did not engage in Avodah Zarah. Okay, let's try to finish quickly the parak before Maariv. We have two more pesukim. Bishna Shalosh La'aser Melech Yehuda Malach Basha Melechi Al Kol Yisrael Basirtza Esrim Ve'Arba Shana. When Asa was king for 3 years, that's when Baasha became king, and he was king in Tirzah, the capital, for 24 years. And he did the wrong thing. Again, he was involved in Avodah Zarah. And he continued causing the Jewish people to sin. Okay, we'll stop here. And we'll continue next week from Perek Tzayin.